that the ED, the acting ED, receive the report that this LSB approved.
I'm sorry, yes, that's out of the process. You're supposed to send it to the PNB, not the ED.
Sir, you that's your opinion. Go right ahead.
No, that's what I'm saying. You send it to the ED.
Hey, listen, if y'all agree with him, I'm going to go and check myself in an asylum. Go right ahead, sir.
Wait a minute, I haven't even spoken on this.
Oh, yeah, you spoke. No, go ahead, Mr.
God damn you, boy.
Listen, listen, man. Let me tell you something. You're not in prison. This is not a prison, all right? So we're going to conduct ourselves in a respectful manner. I'm not going to call you a name, and you damn sure not going to call me a name. So, listen. Your interpretation of an insult, but ain't nobody going to call me a boy. And it's not be acknowledged. And in fact, whether you disagree with me or respect the fact that y'all act like Republicans around here, Tea Party Republicans around here. You understand? 16. Let me give you a 16. The fact.
Yes,
go right ahead.
This is a public meeting. If some members here think that they are
you're a Green Party member, you're supposed to be a Tea Party member.
Green box, they can do it.
Yes.
Please, I ask you to ask this member to treat with respect. Teresa, you just tell him, right? Please,
that's fine.
Please.
I'm going to.
Sorry, but you don't have the floor.
Too bad.
Get out of the
floor.
Sir, you out of order.
She's
you out of control, as a matter of fact. I wanted to be on record. I'd like it to be on record right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to have it. I'd like to have it recorded right now. Ladies and gentlemen, members of this body, I would like the record to show Mr. Hank Lamb has violated this station's rules and should be sanctioned for so. Now, you can call insults, you can call descriptions all you want, but for a white man to call me a boy is beyond the pale, period. Now, short of a police officer, I don't care how you say it, son. The fact that you are certain a disrespectful person, yes, sir.
No.
I don't care how you put it. You should know
thing.
That you are totally racist. That's a racist. You understand what I'm saying? So if you don't know, if you don't understand what a racist is, that's the example.
I agree, that term was out of bounds.
Well, the fact of the matter is, this is how low you think with the people you travel with. And it's a reflective of allowing the situation to be created and such when you encourage over a 12-month period this kind of behavior. So I wanted to be on record tonight that this black man, first black chair of the station, ever,
I know you are a racist. I just heard it.
It's an indication that I don't never challenge any of y'all motives about why you say what you say or you do. But when you use the term that shows your propensity, then you as a body ought to do something about it. You ought to have the decency to sanction this person and get this person out of your presence. If you had decency, I did not serve this country and was willing to die for this country to sit here and allow someone who has not given as much to this country as I have to call me a damn boy. And if any of you have any self-respect in yourselves, you've seen other men on this date disrespect women.
You come
over here and intimidate this woman as you've done on more than one occasion. Call asking her, who sent you? Who pays you? You are displaying some of the most despicable behavior. And yet, you challenge my motive. And yet, you say that I'm nefarious, that I do things untoward. When in fact, I have done everything I could to be fair and judicious.
I call for the order of the day.
Well, the orders of the day are out. You need to call for respect for the day is what you need to call.
Chair,
yes, ma'am.
I ask specifically for a sanction for this member for the disrespect to the board. For the language that he used, for the disrespect.
The general manager has nothing to do with this.
We
are the LFB. It's our job to do it. You didn't follow. This member has the floor. This member has the floor. You're going to expel him the next meeting if you have the guts to do it.
I ask the LFB, my fellow LFB members, right now to sanction this member.
I have a motion before.
I want to hear how all of you, all of us, that always ask for roll call, justify what just happened.
I have a motion.
I think that we are 200 years. Late.
Yes, let's do it properly, as the former chair said. Let's do it properly. Secretary, do you have a motion?
Yes, I have a motion. I move that Hank Lamb be sanctioned for a racially charged slur on record against the chair of the LSB this date.
That violates Robert's Rules of Order. That requires a committee be formed.
It does not. Everyone here is present. Everyone here is witnesses. A committee is not necessary.
We are.
Well, make it up. Go ahead. I'm appalled by what happened, but I think we should follow rules.
And you didn't say get up in her face either.
I want the roll call vote.
I didn't anger. And I was trying to follow.
We are in order, having witnessed an action by this member. There is no
reason. Racism is about power. You're the chair. You've got the power. Follow the rules.
I followed the rules, and I'm following the rules now. It's just a difference in interpreting the rules than you do, which is what two attorneys do when they go in court. They have two different opinions. We have two different opinions.
Shall we ask Mr. Weisko what Robert says about sanctions?
Well, Mr. Weisko's proven to be inaccurate on a couple of his sites as well. So there's no perfection here. But what we do have, and for the purpose of trying to be consistent and fair, I absolutely am going to borrow your suggestion. And hopefully, as in America too often, folk have bad memories when they get out of a room of witness. As you being attorneys know, that experiences changes overnight, over a period of time. Kind of forget what happened. But I hope you never forget the fact that I'm not asking you to sanction this member because it's personal. I just believe it shows that we are a body that respect decorum and order. Because I'm tempted to do what he's done, but I try to show the disrespect and the decorum and order. Nevertheless, we have a motion that, whether you agree or not, is in order to be accepted. There is no need for an investigation for something you just witnessed.
That's right.
The reason those rules are in place is that a body who is falsely accused of something will have a right to face their accuser. In this case, it's done right in front of you. Go ahead, ma'am.
Mr. Chair, I require a roll call vote.
Well, we got to get the motion out first.
Can I read one thing for Robert's
Rules? Robert Rules of Order.
Just in case anyone was unclear about this. Although the chair has no authority to impose a penalty or to order the offending member to be removed from the hall, the assembly has that power. It should be noted that in any case of an offense against the assembly occurring during a meeting, there is no need for a formal trial, provided that any penalties imposed promptly after the breach, since the witnesses are all present, and make up the body that is to determine the penalty.
Would you read that again? Because some of us didn't get that. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Read it again, please.
Although the chair has no, this is page 646, paragraph.
Write that down.
Line 26. Although the chair has no authority to impose a penalty or to order the offending member removed from the hall, the assembly has that power. It should be noted in this connection that in any case of an offense against the assembly occurring in a meeting, there is no need for a formal trial, provided that any penalty is imposed promptly after the breach, since the witnesses are all present and make up the body that is determined to determine the penalty.
The advantage of having the book with you. Now, anyone want to argue with that? Anyone want to argue with that? Our chair recognizes Tony Cox.
Well, I wanted to speak to what we were talking about before people got upset. I want to thank everyone for who was involved in the management evaluation, because it would be an exhaustive job to do, because the only reason why I would want to it done again is because in order to do something like that, you would have to reach a tremendous amount of people. And that would mean that all the staff, all of the volunteers, listeners, and you would need to gather so many opinions. I wouldn't even want to do it. So anyone who wants to take that on is awesome to me. I don't think that was really done in this last one, even to a point to where if the committee says, anyone who wants to be involved, come to this place and tell me what you think about the general manager. I don't even think that's right, because you can't expect people to show up somewhere to help you do your job. It's like, if you're going to take that job on, which I wouldn't want to do, then you would need to go out to the people, to where they are, whether it is the staff, the volunteers, the listeners, because obviously the report that was given does not reflect any of the listeners. The listeners have spoken on what their opinion is.
Yeah.
I'm not disparaging anything that any work that was done. I'm not.
Okay.
All I'm saying is that I think that it needs, if someone's going to take that job on, then they have to understand how difficult it's going to be, because you have to go out to people and get their opinion so that you can really do a fair evaluation. Susan. That's
all right. Susan.
Is Mr. Cox out of order? This is not what was...
We have a motion before us, and I want the secretary to read the motion.
I move that Hank Lamb be sanctioned for racially charged slur on record against the chair of the LSB 2015 November 11th.
Would you like to add something to that, ma'am?
Yes. Everybody witnessed what you did, right? Mm-hmm. Please
add to the agenda. Yes, sir.
To
the motion.
I would like to hear what Hank Lamb has to say. As part of the discussion about this motion,
threatening actions toward. Are you comfortable with that in a public session?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I apologize for my actions, particularly to you, because I shouldn't have yelled at you like that. But I didn't mean anything racial to the gentleman in the chair. I work with everybody at the station, regardless of their color or age or sex or whatever. However, I do recognize also the bad terminology. So I readily accept the sanction. Yeah, y'all don't even need to vote. Just write it up.
It's not true. You want to vote?
Either way, I'll go on call.
What is the sanction?
It's to be determined by us?
Yes.
That's an infraction where the person is being disruptive of the ongoing functioning of the meeting. That isn't the situation here. We can continue with this meeting. If you want to decide what a sanction is, it isn't specified in Robert's Rules. It says what's specified in Robert's Rules is that the board can decide.
We can agree to that.
It doesn't mean you have to leave the meeting.
Sure.
It's an option. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I find it very offensive. And I find it disruptive. Being a minority. In public, in a meeting, I find it very disruptive. It's upset me.
Yes, sir.
I also would like to comment on the action following that interchange with you, in which Mr. Lamb stood up in a threatening manner to Adriana Castanava, and I thought that was totally inappropriate and aggressive, an assertive action that bordered on assault.
Control.
I would say, Mr. K, you've done
and that put that lady in jeopardy,
a woman
of her physical harm, by virtue of the nature of his characterization.
I get you.
And I had that needs to be recorded as well. You just can't do these things and blow them off and say, oh, I'm sorry. You did
it. I'm not trying to.
And it was recorded, and everybody saw it, and this lady was subjected to it. I totally object to that.
Mr. Kraft.
I move that we enter a statement into the record that Hank Lamb made what was considered an offensive remark to the chair, and Hank Lamb made an offensive remark and stood up to Adriana Castaneda, and Hank Lamb mentioned somebody, and Hank Lamb,
one member just said he didn't hear it, but now he says it wasn't something, he didn't see it.
I heard what he said it was.
God.
First off, Mr. Crafton.
I'm not saying what God, but he said something very
I already have a motion on the floor. And I want to deal with this motion.
Can we add the Adriana part to it?
And that motion does have the Adriana component to it, but okay. We're going to allow him to reread it. Yes, ma'am.
I would like to tell the board, because there are some people on this board that were not here, but this is not the first time. We had a speaker in public comment named Don Cook, who was reading a report from a
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
We're dealing with now. Well,
can you just finish your statement?
We should not be allowed to bring things up that are not happening now. I'm sorry, we can go.
We've already set that precedent. That vote already sailed. No, that vote already sailed, though. People have been talking about who and what they want to talk about, regardless of what's on the agenda. Will you finish your statement, ma'am?
Yes. So in that instance, the chair, Robert Mark, at that time, this gentleman, the stripes, asked members of the board to physically remove a person who was giving a public comment, who was Don Cook.
Who went over his time, as I recall.
I would like to finish, if you don't mind. And so Hank Glenn and another person, Nancy Mitchell, jumped up and ran and stood on top of Don Cook. Mm-hmm. Mr. Hank Glenn had his hands above Don Cook's hands and was bearing over him. Now, if you don't call that threatening, this is not a first-time offense.
Uh-oh.
Well, Nancy laid hands off, and I told her to take her hands off.
I have been moving.
Okay, all right, okay.
A point of personal privilege.
Yes, sir.
I would like the record to reflect that I asked that the gentleman be removed because he wanted about 15 minutes of public comment time to read a prepared statement when we had allowed 2 or 3 minutes per speaker. He was completely in violation of the privilege that he was given to be there.
So noted. Now, are you prepared to read the amendment of the motion and the amended motion?
Okay, there was two suggestions for an amendment. So I put a Joseph K's amendment. Add the following. I move that Hank Lamb be sanctioned for a racially charged slur on record against the chair, Dwayne Lark, of the LSB 2015-11, including standing up and physically aggressive behavior towards member Adriana Casaneva.
And sanctions should be determined later?
No.
It should be determined now.
Now.
Should be determined now.
The sanction is the
same.
We're
all here.
I'm the command.
Well, move to amend?
Yes,
ma'am.
I said the sanction should be that he leaves the meeting now.
Yeah. I think it should be more than that since the meeting is almost
yes,
over.
Ma'am. Ms. Williams?
Yes, I agree. It should be more than the rest of the meeting, which should have ended
slap
already.
On the wrist.
And there's a difference between two men going toe-to-toe and a man getting up in a woman's face and her face in a threatening manner and raising his voice to her and then trying to take over and dominate her. And then just say, yeah, I agree. Okay, well, you know, thinking that this is going to be an easy walk out the door for me, it's already over.
Which should be the sanction.
So what would be, let's entertain what would be appropriate, because sanction is a range that is allowed to censure, which is an act of sanctioning. You can revoke or suspend them, or if it was, and it doesn't rise in my opinion to this, you could just in fact remove it. But at this point, I don't believe slapping the member on the wrist is enough to preclude any of the rest of us from doing it again. Yes, sir.
I'd like to make an amendment to the motion that the terminology be changed to racially insensitive.
No, it's called racist. In my, where I come from, it's called a racist term. Where I come from.
He called it racially charged, meaning he had intent to do it.
Wait. Let's go. You and I go back and forth for a second. How long have you been living in this country? I assume ever since you were born. For an African-American man and an Anglo man, for an Anglo man to call an African-American man boy when I was born, that was de facto the law. We've changed those laws now. That is charge. That is fighting words where I come from. I'm not that type. That's why I believe in the law. That's why I believe in the sanction. That's why I believe in the power of the word. And your actions are reflective not only of his actions.
I would like to make an amendment.
I'm not trying to get out of it.
Y'all work it out amongst yourselves and tell us what we're going to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
And let us vote for redundancy.
Make sure y'all listen for everything.
Well, we have a right to discuss as chair and secretary. Any organization does that.
I would like y'all to entertain the idea that the member be suspended at least for two meetings, but perhaps just have their board membership revoked, because it's just not acceptable. It is just not acceptable to say things like that in a meeting. And I'm sorry, like, I know that we're kind of friends, whatever, but it is just not acceptable. And who's going to be the next one to say that, you know? And perhaps some other people who act out in similar ways won't do it if they know that they can have their board membership removed from acting that way. It's not cool to me.
Yes, sir.
And I know that's harsh, okay, but I want to throw it out there.
I, for one, think your behavior was so egregious and unacceptable that you really have violated the spirit of a board member and should not be on the board. And that ought to be known to all concerned, that that behavior is unacceptable and you lose your status. You have lost your status.
I mean, what could be more
you
egregious?
You have lost my respect. Okay. I will not approve of you being on
this
board.
I'll get you, but I've got a couple of those here.
I'll tell you what.
I haven't heard from Mr. Collins or Mr. Boyd. Mr. Collins.
You're not recognized.
Once again, I have to totally agree with Dwayne what he said, you know, and I don't think anybody disagrees with that. A black man would have said to me, I probably would have been getting kicked out of here too. So I'm just saying, you handled it better than me. And so I think he understands he was wrong. So there's no doubt about that. I think we're all on the same page there. I don't mean to quote you wrong, but I think you said our options are, and at one point you said, I think you said it didn't even go to this point of us moving him off the board. That I don't, I totally agree with you, you know. Like I said, you're better than me, so I would have probably done a little more. So, you know, we together.
I became a minister.
Right. And I'm not, so that's good. I totally understand. I appreciate what you're saying, but I just don't want us to go too far than what we are. So based on what you even acknowledge and what I, you know, it's not the first time we ever had to deal with something like that. So,
and maybe it should be the last.
I totally understand. I hear where you're coming from. I totally understand. But I just think
Susan and Cox.
I just want to say that this is going on all around the nation, and there are administrative people that have stepped down because of situations like this.
About the president of Missouri, University of Missouri.
He didn't even say nothing. It's a very important matter, and it's very unacceptable.
I am totally
and so it's
willing
not just
to accept
here,
whatever.
It's something that we cannot accept.
Okay.
We cannot accept.
Mr. Cox, I haven't heard
not
from
here,
Mr. Boyd, and then we'll come to you.
We spent about 10 minutes talking about the sanctity of elections and votes and having elected individuals responding and representing their constituents. Mm-hmm. Now we're here and saying, let's just get rid of those
guys. Yeah, if they're
we
racist,
don't like them.
Not
I'm thinking, Vanessa.
It's not Vanessa, but thank you.
Okay.
Well,
we had an election here, and Hank Lamb was voted on.
It's a joke.
He's here because of a vote. He represents people. And if we're going to kick somebody off, us kick him off, in effect, what you're saying. We're saying, let's get him in. Let's just get rid of him. We can do anything that we want, regardless of what the programmers want. Regardless of what the listeners want, if we truly want to have an elected body in democracy, we can't do this stuff. You don't like what he did.
President.
Sanction him. A sanction. Put it on the email. Say this bad stuff happened. We said it was bad. It should not have happened. That's what a sanction is.
That's like
not an elimination from his elected seat.
Cox, I'm coming over here, man. Okay.
I just want to speak towards what I believe is in his heart. I was born and raised in Los Angeles, and when I first got to Houston, my biggest problem was that white people in Los Angeles are more sorrowful for everything that has happened to our people. When I got to Houston, it wasn't like that. You know, when I got to Houston, it was not like that. You know, most of the white people wanted, they had the attitude of wanting the old days. But when I got to KPFT is when I found out that, you know, not all of Texas is like that. I haven't come across one Anglo man or woman since I've gotten to KPFT. And when I first met Dwayne, I haven't felt that way. Like, I'm in a state where the white people just are wishing for the old days. But that wasn't until I got to KPFT. You know, I've met some good people along here. So I realized that what he said was not cool. But I don't think, and this is just me, and who am I? But I don't think that it was in his heart to want to say something racial towards you. And I think that because of my of what I know about the man. So I think that he should be sanctioned. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that it was in his heart to disrespect you in that way. I just think that he was like, oh god damn, man. I think that was,
but that's what he should have said.
Right. So but he didn't, so he needs to be sanctioned. But I don't, going as far as racially charged or assault, I think that's just, I mean, I'm not the one that was disrespected, and I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to disrespect anyone here or how you must have felt, because I'd have been pissed off too. But all I'm saying is that we can't just use someone as an example the first time, not the first time, but the, you know, when they mess up like that. It's like, you know, yeah, he should be sanctioned. But from what I know about everyone that I've met at KPFT, and from what I know about the man himself, I really don't think that he was trying to come at you like that.
Well, thank you, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
Next. Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, can you go to the motion as we on the radio 9 o'clock Friday night? Thank you.
Okay. I was pointing to you, but you had your hand up. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, so let me say that the question of removing Hank from the board is not doable here. It requires 30 days' notice. It requires 2/3 votes. It's a whole separate meeting. It's a whole other thing. I think it's complete.
I'm sorry, that's an interpretation, but go ahead.
No,
requires a two-thirds vote.
It requires a two-thirds vote, and it can't be done here. It has to be done with 30 days' notice.
No, it doesn't.
That's the rule.
That isn't an interpretation. It's what's in the bylaw.
It's an interpretation.
The bylaw, which supersedes Robert's rules.
That's correct.
So let me finish. What I saw happening here was an emotional outburst expressed in ways that are racially offensive and which are sexist, actually, in the other case. We have people losing control of their emotions all around this room all the time. Something happens and we feel offended and we stand up and we act out. Hank wasn't recognized. He got upset about that, and that was what threw him off. Other things throw other people off, and we get into this combat mode.
Yeah, right.
My sense is what's appropriate for this is to enter this into the record to make it clear that this is not acceptable behavior. Punishment ain't going to do it. This doesn't happen in a considered way. I'm not going to do this because, I might be, not able to speak for two sessions or whatever. It happens out of bursts of emotion. And all we can do, I think, and what we should do is to enter it into the record as this board does not approve it. And let's not approve it for any of the bursts of emotion. How about that? Wouldn't that be a great thing? But at least we could start right here with this.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
I think there's a difference between bursts of emotions and like racist outbursts. Probably every single one of us here has had bursts of emotions, but I've never heard anyone say something like that. So.
Yeah,
but I don't know. Well, since whatever, almost a year that I've been part of the board, I haven't heard it.
Okay. All right, I got Wesley, and then Ms. Williams.
Yeah.
Okay, I got Joseph.
I don't want to. Even though Hank and I share the same race, I don't want to excuse him. I think that
Harris County Jury.
Do I have your attention, Chair? From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Your tongue is connected to your heart. If your heart is racist, it's going to come out your mouth when you get emotional. And I find the whole thing pretty deplorable. Thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. Ms. Williams.
Hank, sometimes I like you, sometimes I don't. Okay, I'm just being honest. Okay. When somebody has an outburst, I'm going to agree with what Wesley just said, is your true colors will come out at some point. And when your buttons are being pressed, that's a good time for it to show.
Of course.
I do interpret that as racist, and I do interpret it as misogynistic, and I do interpret a physical threat as being even more alarming. I realize that doesn't matter so much to a lot of people in this room.
Yes.
All I can say is you chose the right one, okay, because it could have gone down very differently. If there was a different person there, if there had been a different Hispanic person there, a black person there, a different person altogether, this could have gotten very physical. Okay, and I think that that's just terribly alarming. And I do not think that that's the person that the listeners elected. They elected a different Hank Lamb to be here.
You're right.
Okay.
Mr. Davis.
I agree with almost what everybody's saying, but I found that, and I don't want to name names, but I found a very curious elevation of the term elected that suggests that we can somehow not be held accountable to behaviors. Being elected does not allow abusive behavior or exempt them from responsibility for their actions, period.
Adriana, then Krafka, and then...
Remember that in this country we remove presidents, right? And they don't behave or they break the law. But it's more alarming. This is nothing, this is the culmination of a process that is long going on. All of you were present in more than one meeting where other males, white males, through jokes, through going on in front of you, trying to intimidate, through emails where they make character assassination of people. I think that I'm an easy target because I speak this way. But you know what? You know why I don't react more? I mean, I don't do different things. This, all these people, in my view, I'm old enough. I have a long life. And I face and I was threatened for people that we are even more menacing than these ones. But I think that I evolved. You know, I believe in my rights. In this country, this is the problem. People believe. You know, it's a sense of entitlement. Some people are entitled to have terrible behavior, to interrupt meetings, to jump in front, to jump. And these outbursts here, three or four times at least, we saw it. And two times I went in the middle of these two guys because the attitudes is the same. Oh, bring it on. What are we? We are all adults, we are not even kids here. But that is a problem, a sense of entitlement, and the escalation, you know. When somebody asks me if I took my hormones, when somebody comes, I'm asking, who pay you, right?
Misogynist.
Those are all disrespect. The name is misogynist, verbal abusive, and more than that, depending how I speak, they look at me in that condescending tone, like, what? Did you mean that this is a build up? This is what is happening in this LSB. And we don't realize that this is the interaction that we are having. And we are always at the verge. We need to have pacifists that say, okay, you know, I don't want to listen what you say. Because if you, like Bernardine said, if you face somebody that at some point in time want to answer you in a different way, this will be really a fight. I mean, this is the same happened to Browns, Black. We discussed it before. We passed motions here, right? Because this is a problem of the country. We are the LSB. This LSB represents our country. We are in the same situation. Some people are entitled to, and they think that this is enough. We say, I'm sorry, when you see the consequences coming. We need, in my view, we need to show that if you cross that line, if you go to disrespect in such a way, if you cannot discuss ideas without character assassination, then you don't have a room. You don't have a place. And don't tell me that we are elected or not elected. Because, like I said, a president was moved from this country. And the one thing, But that is the reality. We need to. My idea is we need to have sweep. I mean, really important action.
Sweep it under the rug.
That's why I want the roll call, because I want all of you on the record saying if you will allow these things to happen. I think that we can send a message right now. This LSB is not allowing this behavior from anybody. And it's not emotional. All of us are emotional when we discuss issues. But it's totally different being emotional with the issue and consider that you have the right to overpower people. I'm asking for really strong action. Thank you.
Okay, now let's go back to the motion. And then I'd like to dispense of this matter so we can get to the LSB election, which most of us have serious concerns about. And we've held this election supervisor here all night. And I don't want her to leave without answering at least my question, if you don't want any answer.
Our does agree. You want to add the sanction desired?
Yes.
Okay. So I move that Hank Lamb be sanctioned for racially charged slur on record against the chair, Chair Dwayne Lark of the LSB, November 15, November 11, including standing up and aggressive behavior towards Adriana Casaneva. As sanction, require a written apology from Mr. Lamb to Chair Lark, Member Casaneva, entire board, and Pacifica community to be delivered to PNB with this motion.
Now let me motivate this motion.
I want to make an amendment. Yeah.
Okay, go right ahead.
I would like to add to that the member be suspended until we make a further decision as to what to do.
Well, see, that's the issue here. There are no consequences in this motion. There's no consequences for the action in this motion. So I don't want you to just blanketly say, oh, you did something wrong. But I also, Phil pointed it out, I'm a reasonable man and a man who believes in redemption. And I could have better well done the same thing, although it would have been totally out of character, like he's suggesting. So I want to give the member the benefit of the doubt. So I take off, and we could be appropriately sanction the member off the board if we wanted to. But I take that off, even if it takes 30 days. I take that off the table, because I do believe it would be overkill. As you stated, I like the man, she likes the man, just don't like what the man does and says sometimes. So we're not taking this as an opportunity to go after him. What I'm taking an opportunity is to know just how damn offensive it is for a white man to call a black man a boy in this country. And if you people, as we used to get mad as black folk when we hear white folks say, you people, if you don't do anything about it, you just as bad. Go ahead.
My amendment? I just wanted to add to that, that the member be suspended until we make a further decision so that we don't have to continue on with this all night.
Can I ask you to speak louder, please?
So, I want to add to that motion that the member be suspended until this body makes a further decision. And I know that's leaving it open, but I think it's probably better than us making
a decision. It was already agreed he should have left the room, but no one pushed that. But, yes, sir. Or was it Mr. Boyd?
And he should.
Does it need to be seconded?
He's suspended by the body until makes a further.
Until the body makes a further decision.
Ms. Williams seconded.
A better wording than that, a more precise wording. Maybe if that's too vague.
Well, some want some teeth in this, and some don't. So that's ultimately the thing here.
I think you should decide.
Well, clearly, I said I want to show balance and compassion. But even if it was me, I wouldn't want you to remove me. But I certainly, being a black man, know you would be taking more civil actions than slapping him on the wrist. And no calling it a sanction. I know that because I've been black for 56 years and I've done things wrong. And the damn book's been thrown at me. Every time, including at this table. Gotcha. So have some spine and show me your character by suggesting what actionable sanctions ought to be placed.
Take the roll call.
Well, I want to hear from this member before. And then Mr. Boyd here, he...
I thought, Wayne, that your suggestion as to how this should be handled was right on the money. I think we don't get anywhere with punishing people. And calling for an opening for redemption, I think is exactly right. So I support... I support exactly what you said. Putting it on record for what was said, he's going to acknowledge it. I support what you did. I don't support the amendment.
I think reflecting.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
If I may add to the discussion, I think to suspend someone indefinitely until we take action is the same thing as removing them from their seat, which would require following the bylaws. So if you can't name a specific sanction that does not include the possibility of the member losing his seat, I just think it requires further action through the bylaw provision.
I'm not going to take issue with that. So what I'm going to do, in the sake of time and in the sake of trying to find a common ground and trying to be reasonable and compassionate, even though I haven't been more offended in the last 10 to 15 years as a decorated veteran of this country. But 2 months suspension is not enough, but I don't think I can argue with most of you anymore. So if you would be willing to suspend this member for 2 meetings, along with the fact of him writing an apology, along with the fact of this being reported to the PNB, I believe when I go home, I'll be able to look at my son and tell him that I didn't serve a country that is so full of, and I didn't serve with a body of people
that were so full of that they could not recognize in their own face the scourge that has denigrated the image and the hope for this country ever since black people landed on this land. You saw it tonight.
I would not object on the bylaws grounds to this specific sanction you mentioned.
May I?
Go right ahead.
So that would be to add to what the previous text read and incur a 2-month suspension from the KPFT LSP.
I have a point of information. Is that legal to suspend?
Yes.
No, I mean by Robert's Rule of Order, yes, but by our bylaws, don't
we? We can't remove, but we do. We have the right to sanction, and that is a sanction.
Well, I don't think forcing an apology is really tasteful. I mean, if he wants to, he can do it, and it's sincere. If he doesn't, he's ordered to. What?
In order to stand and be among us, if you've been around long enough in this country, you know one of the things people are required to do is to put in writing their reason for feeling bad about what they've done. It is an atonement of the soul, so to speak. So if he wants to do it, and if he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't live up to the sanction. It's that simple.
I think we should give him 30 days notice and have an executive session to remove him at that time. Yes.
I don't support removal, and I'm the one who's been in practice.
That's what I
don't support removal. I know there's enough acrimony and enough stupidity to create some more with you, okay? So I'm not going to try to go out in that big water with the removal. What I want you to do is agree to dispense of this thing now so we can get to the LES. I put it on the table.
Someone else.
Yes.
I think I agree with the issue. I personally, I feel offended, I feel threatened, but really I know too that we should give Hank the option to really, he sounds to me that he was trying to apologize. I think
I'm
that there will be
compassion.
Consequences for all our actions, but don't go that far. We saw a bunch of things, and I think that maybe this helped to the healing.
Okay.
I think that
we use this as an opportunity.
Exactly, use it like that.
Showing goodwill,
and maybe all of us will start thinking before opening our mouth in the next meeting.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say that Hank kept smiling, and I don't know if it was for what reason, but he kept smiling like he didn't seem sincere or like he was not concerned by what would come out of his mouth. He just kept smiling the whole time.
He's embarrassed.
He's embarrassed.
He's embarrassed.
I think he's ashamed.
There may have been nervousness. But I do know that my heart tells me to go for more. But my mind tells me to dispense of this, so I'd like to get an acclamation. I'd like to get an acclamation if there are no objections.
Wait.
Yes, ma'am.
I have one. Okay. I have one more caveat for BISO.
All right.
There is a diversity training coming up on November the 21st.
Requirement.
Yes, that I would like him to attend.
Any objections?
Pardon me. Who's doing this? The Episcopalian Church, it's the program
healing.
No.
Oh, okay.
The Episcopalian Church is doing one. It's called Project Fertile Ground, which is an abbreviated version of the Kaleidoscope.
We all may all attend.
We don't know he's going to be in town.
How do I phrase that? Well, attend.
He'll show good faith. If he shows good faith. He can do one online and show it to us.
Maybe we all need to go.
You know what I'm saying? I think we all should go, but it should be some. That's what employers or people do. When you have an infraction, you have to go and get trained up on how to deal with people and how to respect folks. So I think that is quite in order.
Mr. Chair, we can.
If this is a representative community, it might be a good thing to look at.
So I go ahead, ma'am.
Okay, I want to say there is another member, and there's another member at this table who has done similar things, jumping up and getting in front of somebody.
Well, we've just stated we hope that person has learned.
I hope that person who is still in this room.
Would that be the woman that assaulted me when I was recovering from paraplegia and left me bleeding in the floor?
Point of order.
All right. I do have order. Didn't last long. Didn't last long. But at least we had a moment. We had a moment of synergy.
Yes, we had.
So please, if there are no objections to the motion that's before.
What is the motion?
Okay.
All right. Let me read the complete text of the motion. The last sentence may be imperfect. Move that Hank Lamb be sanctioned for a racially charged slur on record against Chair Lark of the LSB 2015 Delmar, including standing up and aggressive behavior towards Adriana Casanova. As sanction, require a written apology from Mr. Lamb to Chair Lark, Member Casanova, and entire board and Pacifica community to be delivered to PNB with this motion, and incur a 2-month suspension from the KPFT LSB and attend a course in diversity training.
Yes, sir.
Is that going to make him eligible when we come for the January delegate seating?
Yes.
December.
Why not?
2 months? Yeah.
Why not?
December, January meeting, he would be out.
No show, no call.
No. But December 31st, you need to put the names there.
Yeah, the nominations.
He's still a member. He just won't be able to attend a meeting 2 times.
Perhaps we should say one meeting, which is the December meeting, and start fresh in January rather than 2 meetings. Just to be clear.
Well, wait a minute now. I want it 6. I want it 6 months. So I'm compromising with 2.
Yeah. Let's just give it 2.
That's 2.
I want it. Hey, in my heart, I think in anybody I would have been in, if I had called an Anglo person, something that's known to be derogatory, I've been out.
Yeah.
Period. And if you haven't been around this country long enough to know, that's a double standard.
I'd be fine.
That's right.
Exactly.
So no, 2 months.
We have 3 already, 1 original and 2 amendments. We need to vote.
Okay, let's vote. We have some synergy going here. Can we recover it? Yes, ma'am.
I think it would be far more productive to require him to go either to that class, and we can't say he's going to be available on that date, blah, blah, blah. But there we got, there's an institute in
one class.
And, well, that's not, that's, what's, I'm, what's the I'm institution? Proposing to do that in lieu of, and I would even like to have it done for all of us. I'd like, years and years ago, we had this
please,
workshop.
That would be great, but right now we're dealing with Hank.
My name was Fertile Ground with Project.
We're dealing with Hank right
Fertile
now.
Fertile Ground Project.
A couple of sessions with one of these groups.
Yes.
It would be much more productive than slapping him on the wrist, which is going to make him feel...
identifiable name for the ground project? I just want to make sure I get the right organization.
No,
you said Fertile Ground Project.
Okay, we have the LES here. We're going layering. I'm trying to get the motion moved. So, do I hear objections to the motion? If so, state the objection. Yes, sir.
I want a roll call vote.
Yes, sir. We'll have a roll call vote. Request a roll call vote.
Well.
Here, I'll give you a roll.
I got one right here.
It was.
All right, Jessica Polinar is absent. Anthony Cox.
Yo.
4? Yo is 4.
Oh, I am 4.
What we last discussed.
Emotion.
I was section.
Okay.
For removing him for 2 months?
Yes.
Not removing. Don't use that word.
Yeah.
Suspension.
Suspended. He still holds his seat.
Because removing me, he wouldn't be on the road.
I vote 4. Leanna Lopez.
4.
Venetia Pell Adams.
4.
George Ryder.
Epstein.
I'm sorry, I have a point of
Teresa made. Allen.
Back to 3 absence rule.
No. That's not going to
Teresa Allen.
No.
You know how we get.
I abstain.
Since it's a sanction, it wouldn't.
Alan Apadun.
He didn't ask.
I'm going to knock his ass out of my
Wesley Bethune.
I'm for it.
Jim Boyd.
Can't vote for a suspension? No.
No.
He wouldn't vote for it anyway.
Yeah. Adriana Casanova?
Yes.
Absent. Phil Collins?
Yes.
Joseph Kay?
Yes.
Jim Krafka?
I don't think it was racially charged, so I said no.
Oh, or sex.
Hank Lamb is not here.
Hey, that's
Harris. Dwayne Lark.
Yes, that's Harris County Jewelry for you.
Mike Lewis?
No.
Oh, what jewelry?
Robert Mark?
Yes.
Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Liberals on the jury.
Mrs. Rodwan is not here. Nancy Sabar Naratomi? Nancy?
Yes.
Deborah Shafto?
No.
Bernadine Williams?
Very generous, yes.
Okay. I thought that was being lenient.
I think it's very lenient.
Some people just know.
14 votes are four. Four abstains.
Deliveries of ABFD.
Three votes no.
How many votes you got total?
21 and 22 makes Hank. So passes 14-4, four abstains, three no. So the vote is 14 to 3.
Can we repeat the no votes?
Yes, please.
The no votes.
Yeah, they will be recorded.
Oh, Jim Boyd. Jim Kravka, Mike Lewis,
Shafto,
and Deborah Shafto.
One extension. Okay. One
abstain.
One
abstain.
Two abstentions.
Okay, I had. I
well, I got to give.
Let me get the abstentions correct. I know why.
It's gonna make a good blogging story here.
We asked it. It's 1 minute.
I'd like to put in the record that.
Yeah, you abstained, right, Teresa?
Yes, I did.
Okay, thank you. I apologize for my imperfection. Yeah.
Ms. Shafto, I'll get
you. Add A and A abstention. Sorry. Okay. And Deborah Shafto, no. Okay. All right.
Okay. We recorded the vote.
Two abstain.
I move we approve the agenda.
No,
Ms. Shafto.
I move we let the young lady speak.
Yeah, well let's hear from.
I just wanted to explain. I would like to explain my no vote. It's not that I am not offended by his behavior. It's not that I don't think it needs that kind of thing. But what I really would like to do is to change the attitude that made that possible, and punishment is not going to do it. Further study, further looking, education, therapy of some kind, I don't know what will change it, but punishment won't.
Punishment sure kept me from selling dope out in my hood. Yeah, punishment, if it was no punishment, I'd probably be a big slinger now and have a lot of money in my pocket. No consequences.
I know you're
That's what I'm telling you. Because there were consequences for it. Consequences for it, okay? Go right ahead. Now we're required to vote, but that's the difference. People have the right to justify whatever they do, and we respect that. Now, we are at a point. Yes, sir. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now at a point that Hank requested. I hate he's not in here for it, but to accommodate his request of a motion, we're going to bring up our LES, and as our LES are coming, I want to put in the record, if I could have your attention, please.